were going 70 miles an hour on a major highway in Florida. And I landed on my shoulder, on my head. And all I remember was just seeing the ground, the sky, the ground, the sky. And eventually I ended up stopping rolling. I didn't recognize who I was. I just didn't know who me was anymore. I lost everything. I lost my motorcycle, my jobs. I lost everything. It was hard.
Let's go. I was starting off my Monday morning the right way with some awesome motivation. The hairs on my are sticking up right now.
That's right. Yeah. Ricardo's Rules of Resilience. Tune in, people. Every episode is impactful. You become more burly just by listening. Let's go.
Welcome, everybody, to the Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast, the podcast where we give you the tools to withstand and recover from difficulties. I'm your co-host, Coach Alton, along with Coach Ricardo. And today, you guys, we got our first episode of our new series called the Resilient Racer Series. We got Desiree Washington on the call today. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. So we'll get right into it. If you can give the people an elevator pitch on who you are and what you're about.
Yeah, absolutely. So I currently live in Florida, native of Maryland. I started my fitness journey probably back in 2013 when I learned that my dad had to have a quadruple bypass. And so from there, I decided to become a fitness coach. I've been a trainer for quite a while now. Decided to bump that up and become a manager of a fitness studio as well. So I manage a fitness studio in Washington, D.C., moved down to Florida, coach for Orange Theory Fitness. And on top of that, I also bartend. So I give you the best of both worlds.
So, Ms. Desiree, we are in the Resilient Racer series. You're our first interview of Resilient Racers. And that's because, in part, that you just this weekend did at your first ever DECA event. You did a DECA fit. You jumped in the deep end of the hybrid racing pool by going all out, skipped the strong, skipped the mile, and went right for the DECA fit there in Ocala, Florida. So you're fresh coming off of your first DECA. But for people to understand what that means to you, they're going to need to understand how much you had to fight back from. I mean, you are a resilient racer. So could you just talk a little bit about what happened to you a couple of years ago?
For sure. So November of 2022, I was unfortunately in a motorcycle accident. I've been riding for the last 18 years of my life, and it's just a simple thing of putting my leg over that bike, going, and hoping that I come home safe. Unfortunately, that day I did not come home exactly safe. I was in a group ride, and unfortunately, a rider that was in front of our group did not control his motorcycle as he should have. And unfortunately, when he went down, he ended up taking down a few of us behind him. So I was one of those people. I unfortunately got thrown off my motorcycle. We're going 70 miles an hour on a major highway in Florida. And I landed on my shoulder, on my head. And all I remember was just seeing the ground, the sky, the ground, the sky. And eventually I ended up stopping rolling. And it was just this crazy traumatic situation that I went through. I didn't know what to think. My brain kind of shut off. I was in a panic. I was in shock. I was in everything. So I sustained quite a few injuries when that happened, obviously. I dislocated my shoulder completely out of socket, had a lot of road rash. I also have partial tears in my knee, MCL, PCL, ACL, meniscus tears, and I have a lot of disc herniations in my back, some in my C3 to C5. I have some from L4 to L6, and then some in my L5, S1. So I have a lot of herniations now due to that. So this race this weekend meant a lot because of the fact that it was my very first fitness challenge race that I was able to do post-accident.
Hopefully, and anyone that's listening hasn't experienced an accident such as that. Definitely a lot of trauma and injury sustained during a very challenging time. So kind of going from that, obviously the injury was super traumatic, but what was the thought process after you followed the sustaining the injuries that went that led you to decide to end up racing in this DECA Fit event?
Well, one of the hardest parts about dealing with an injury like this, first of all, being an active person, right? I've been in fitness. I'm a trainer. I was coaching. I bartend. So both of my professions require me to move a lot, require me to be active, require me to always be out and about. And this accident really, really, really put me at a complete halt. I was in a wheelchair for 2 weeks. After the wheelchair, I was in a walker for quite some time. And then I didn't have my surgeries or my surgery, rather, on my shoulder until a few months later. So I wasn't even able to lift my arm past here prior to my surgery. Now we're good to go, right? My knee, I wasn't able to stand for very long. I wasn't able to walk for very long, things like that. So this literally put me at a complete halt. And I got into a really bad depression. I got into a very, very, very dark place. It was one of those things where I didn't even understand why I went through this, why I was going through this, and how I was going to get out of it. And I was just stuck, just completely stuck. So as I was kind of continuously being in this hole, I had to wake up one day and realize that I had to just get back to who I was. I kept looking at myself in the mirror and realizing that I didn't even know who I was looking at anymore. I didn't recognize who I was. I just didn't know who me was anymore. I lost everything. I lost my motorcycle, my jobs. I lost everything. So once I was finally cleared, I eventually basically just started kind of slowly getting back into the grind of things. I slowly started with one day a week working out. Very light stuff. I started working out twice a week, three times a week, and eventually I started building. So then I started getting into this DECA, Miles Strong, all this craziness is kind of popping in my head from my friends that were kind of encouraging me. And so I decided to do our volunteer for the last one that was out here in Ocala back in September. And so it just kind of inspired me to just say, hey, let's get back on the bandwagon. Let's kind of keep going. I used to do regular Spartan races back in the day. So let's kind of get back to who I used to be, get back to who I was, and just kind of go run with it. So it was such a journey, and it was such a hard place to be in. But eventually, like, I was able to get out of that rut, and I kind of went through it.
I love when our guests come on and unprompted bring up some of the rules of resilience that we have. And right there, you just brought up a picture-perfect example of doing something is better than nothing. It'd be so easy after that accident to just call it quits with anything related to fitness. Like, it's so hard to move. I'm just gonna just move on from trying to do any of that stuff. Just screw all that. That's just too hard to do. But you just continuously went from, like you said, you went from one workout built into two workouts, and you just kept continuously putting one foot in front of another. And that's so beautiful to hear coming from you. And so tell us a little bit more about the kind of the mental struggles that you went through during that time.
I mean, they were rough. It's just one of those things where you think, like, am I even going to be able to get out of this? Am I actually going to be who I used to be? Am I going to just give up? Because there were plenty of times that I wanted to give up, plenty of times that I just wanted to sit down and say, forget it. Like, this is now my new life. I'm just going to be a couch potato and just kind of keep it moving, for lack of a better term. It was hard. I mean, the amount of counselors that I had to see, the amount of people that I had to talk to, the amount of screaming in the middle of my living room that I had to do in order for me to just get out of that black hole that I was in. It was a lot. It was emotional. The trauma is always going to be there. It was just a very, very, very difficult and vulnerable place to be in. And it was just one of those things that one day I had to just get out of it. I had to snap out of it. I had to get up and I just had to move. And it hurt. It was painful. It was a struggle. It was very, very, like, tiresome. And it was disappointing. The fact that I couldn't even hold a plank for 5 seconds, when I remember I used to be able to hold a plank for minutes, was very, very, very just disappointing, you know? But I knew at some point, if I kept pushing, if I kept trying, if I kept going day by day, slowly, one step at a time, that I would eventually be able to get back to what I used to be. Maybe not exactly, but somewhat close.
You know, that is a real key, what you're saying there. And I just want to highlight that for our listeners. Maybe they're driving or doing dishes or something right now and not completely dialed in to the magic of what you're saying. You know, there's even a book out, The Gap in the Game. And so the idea is if, you know, I'm wherever I'm at, I can look up to the ideal and measure the gap, or I can look down to how far I have climbed and measure the gain, right? And so we're always having to choose, are we going to live in the gap between where I'm at now and the ideal or the perfect, or even where I was at the very best spot in my life? Or am I going to live in the gain of look how far I've come over the past week or month or year, whatever the case may be, right? And so I really appreciate the fact that you are, that was what worked for you. I mean, it's a great testimony that it's not just an idea. Oh, you could live in the gap or you could live in the gain.
Yeah.
But no, in reality, when you've lost everything, and you even shared prior to this recording, you even shared that during that time when you're dealing with the depression and loss of job and everything, you also lost a romantic partner. I mean, when you say you were starting completely over, that's, some people throw that phrase around, but for you, that was a reality.
Yeah, for sure. Yep, starting from scratch. Literally from scratch.
And you just kept gaining and gaining.
Yeah.
Love it.
For sure.
So tell us a little bit about your experience. For any of our listeners that don't know, DECA's a 10-station functional fitness challenge. There's the strong where there's no running. There's the mile where you run 160 meters before each one. And then there's the DECA Fit. The first two are held at local gyms. The DECA Fit is held at large venues. This was held at the World Equestrian Center in Ocala, Florida. Huge venue, very nice venue, big screens there and everything. So it's a great venue to race at. There you were doing the first one, being the biggest one. Talk us through what that was like, this being your comeback event. I'm going to put the stake in the ground and make my comeback. We want to hear all about it. Season 3 of Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast is brought to you by Triple R Nutrition. Triple R Nutrition is a very clean, very pure way for you to get all the nutrition you need. It doesn't matter if it's whey that I'm holding right here in our hand, creatine, daily multivitamins, fat burners, rest, sleep, anything you need. It's very clean. It's very pure. But it doesn't just stop with how much it does for your body. This line of supplements was designed specifically to support the Envision La Fuente ministry in the country of El Salvador that takes disadvantaged youth and offers them a brighter future through education. Be a part of doing great things for your body and doing great things in the world. Triple R Nutrition. See in the show notes exactly the link to click on and get everything you need to help yourself and help the world be a better place.
So everyone's been throwing around DECA. People are telling me about it. I've been hearing about it. I've been seeing it on social media. I knew that DECA was some sort of affiliate of Spartan. And I used to do Spartan races back in the day, right? So what best way to show my progress and to show that I can get back to who I used to be and what I used to be by doing a race, right? So the first one available closest to me, of course, would be the DECA Fit. So first and foremost, not knowing anything about DECA and finding out that DECA Fit required a 5K run by the time you finished it. My goodness gracious, I am the last person that is a runner of any sorts, of any means, of any form. I don't run. I don't enjoy running. And mind you, remember, I mentioned earlier that I had ACL, MCL, PCL meniscus tears in my right knee, right? Now, what I failed to mention earlier was that I did get some stem cells in that right knee because they were partial tears. But who knows what happened after that? I never got any type of update of what happened, right? So anyway, so going into this DECA, why not just jump in full force, just kind of close my eyes, blindfold, give it a go, and just see what happens, right? So of course, I look for the training. I'm doing this training. Outside of the training that I was doing for DECA, I do regular strength training. So I'm sitting here doing 2 times a day, 5 days a week, working my hardest to try to get ready for this race. I'm nervous. I don't know if I'm going to make it. All I want to do is just be able to finish, right? So I'm getting, obviously, good feedback from you, Ricardo. Great, like I said, great coaching and everything. I'm getting feedback from other friends who have done it. I'm getting feedback from like, just looking at Instagram, looking at Facebook, just kind of seeing how it goes, how, you know, people are operating and all that stuff for the race. And I just decided to go for it. Why not? What's the worst that can happen, right? I mean, I could have easily backed out and said, no, I'm not ready. But when are you ever going to be ready unless you kind of put yourself out there? So yeah, this weekend was amazing. I mean, I literally thought that it was going to be something that was going to be absolutely just way too much out of my comfort zone and out of my comfort level. But knowing that my body has been through things like this in the past, I think it was just kind of a wake-up call. Like, my body was like, we've done this before. We can do this. Sure, we have a few injuries here. We have a few injuries there. But we still got this. So the running absolutely was probably the worst part of this entire thing. but hey, I kept a good pace. I maintained. And the obstacles were very, very similar to what you do in regular life, right? Functional movements. And it's amazing to know that I went from a wheelchair to be able to do this race 2 years later. And that was the biggest thing for me. And that was huge. To be able to say that no matter the depression, no matter the pain, no matter all the injuries sustained, the surgeries, I was still able to get up and move and get up and do a race that I had no idea how I was going to feel, no idea what to expect, nothing. And it was just a very, very just heartwarming experience to be able to say, I did it, to be able to say, I conquered it, to be able to say that, hey, even though I went through all this, I made top 5 in my age group. I mean, I like the fact that I even finished in top 5 just is mind blowing. The body is so amazing. And the mind is also so strong. Because like I said earlier, I could have just been a couch potato. I could have just done nothing. And here I am, more prouder of myself than I could have ever been from going through what I went through and remembering how much of a dark place I was in to being in such this bright light with so many people and so many compliments from so many people. Oh my gosh, your race pace was amazing. Your form is great. You're doing awesome. I mean, it just felt so good. If I could tell you all the goosebumps that I got during this race, I mean, just out of this world. And it was just a feeling that I remember having every single time I coached, every single time I took a class, every single time I went through a Spartan race. And it was just the most exhilarating thing that I could have ever done. So I'm very happy that I took the step and I took the leap to do this race, and very happy that my body was actually able to do it. So
let's go. Awesome. I was starting off my Monday morning the right way with some awesome motivation. The hairs on my are sticking up right now. This is great. And one of the great things that I wanted to highlight from what you talked about was having that goal really held yourself accountable with staying off of the couch, right? You had that goal of accomplishing a DecaFit, and so now your training aligns with that goal, which is such a great way to keep moving forward and making that progress. And going in, back into the race, when you cross that finish line on the DecaFit, tell us a little bit about the emotions and thoughts that were running through your head.
First of all, glad I'm done. That was the first one. That took way longer than I wanted it to take, but it's okay. But in all honesty... again, it was like this light was shining on me after I crossed that finish line, that there was this, you did it. You finished, you did it. You thought you couldn't do it, but you did it. And it was just the experience of the final end game of the DecaFit. Like, I crossed that finish line. I didn't jump out after the wall balls. I didn't jump out after the assault bike, even though, mind you, after that assault bike, I couldn't walk for anything.
It's okay.
But I didn't jump out of the race. I finished it. And it was this, I just felt like everything was shining above me. And just, yes, You are capable. You are able. I don't care how much you doubt yourself. If you actually put your mind to it, you can do it. And so it was just that happiness, that joy, that excitement of just, I accomplished it. And mind you, this is also my first race in my 40s as well. This is another, that's another hump. So in my 40s, after this motorcycle accident, there's just a whole lot going on over here.
Well, listen, we are so glad that you would take the time to share this experience with our listeners who, why do you listen to a podcast about resilience, right? Because you either want to be prepared to go through a tough time or maybe you're going through a tough time right now, right? And so there are people who are going to hear what you're saying today and apply it to life, apply it to their job, to their family, going through times like maybe as severe as you did, where you're losing the job and romantic partner and your financial stability and your health all at once. But you still dug down deep and were able to find what you needed to be able to keep going. Would you just, before we close here, would you just talk to anybody who's sitting there and maybe they're like you, maybe they've got, you know, half of their back compressed and, you know, they're one of their knees dangling because every ligament's torn or, you know, what that person that's in that really hard spot, what would be your advice to them?
I think my biggest advice would be that there is a light at the end of that tunnel. No matter how dark things get, no matter how deep in the depression that you get, and no matter how much you feel like you can't, there is always a way to get out. There is always a way to find yourself again and move forward. It might not seem like it in the moment. It might not feel like it in the moment, but it's there. And all you have to do is just dig deep within yourself and find it. Even if it means getting support from other people, because a lot of the stuff that we go through, we can't do it alone. It's impossible. It's hard to do it by yourself. And I was in that place where I had to do it by myself for a while. But the more help that you get, the more people that you talk to, and the more you just start thinking positively and being able to tell yourself, I can do it. It might not be tomorrow. It might not be next week, but it will be eventually. It'll come. It takes time, but it'll come. So
that's one of the most powerful things in my college wrestling that I've started to learn this year is just the power of that positivity. Things, the thoughts in your head have so much power in your life. It's so crazy. But like you've said, like your mind and your body are so much more strong, were so much stronger than you could have ever imagined. And you proved that through your resilience, through going through all that stuff. You just proved how strong the body and mind are. So powerful. And I wanted to close with this question. After all you've been through and completing the DECA Fit race, what does DECA mean to you now?
Ooh, that's a great question. I mean, DECA means strength. DECA means resilience at this point, basically being able to get out of what I went through and to complete something so extravagant. Absolutely. It is a test of my strength, test of my faith, a test of my resilience. And that's what it is. For sure.
Well, again, thank you so much for joining us, Ms. Desiree. It is an inspiration to us to hear you, as Alton already alluded to. We're recording this on a Monday. What a great way to start the week for us. And usually our episodes are released on a Monday. So hopefully our listeners are hearing this and it's a way they're coming out of the gate strong for this week, because it gets you fired up. We really appreciate your time and sharing your story with us. And congratulations on not taking no for an answer, on the attitude to refuse to lose, of overcoming and overcoming and fighting your way back to do your first DECA Fit, your first DECA at all. DECA
at all.
And your first race in your 40s post accident. Very proud of you. And celebrate all you have accomplished.
Thank you very much. It's been such a pleasure and it's been awesome talking to you guys. So thank you very much for having me on here. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I wanted to just chime in as well and just say thank you for joining us and thank you for sharing that powerful story. I definitely know that this will motivate more people through difficult times because we all know that life is going to throw those curveballs at us.
Yep, they sure do. You just got to find your way out of them. So yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast, the podcast that gives you the tools to withstand or recover from difficulties. As always, if you need coaching in resilience or in your hybrid racing, get a hold of us. We love to hear from our listeners. Give us feedback on the show. You can reach out to me at coach.ricardo on Instagram or Ricardo Mullinax on Facebook.